Well, it's that time of year when we start thinking about ghosts and hauntings and that sort of thing, and there are plenty to talk about here in the Pacific Northwest, and there's a class you can take, actually, coming up to find out even more. And one of the professors, I guess, if that's right, is Matthew Tooney. Great to talk with you, Matthew.
Yes, please call me Dr. Tooney, Joe.
Okay, Dr. Tooney, yes. Uh-huh. The evil doctor on this one.
Evil, yes.
Yeah, well, and this has been an interest of yours, both ghosts, and we've talked UFOs as well here that have visited our region.
Oh, yeah. The whole paranormal phenomena field has fascinated me since I was a little kid. And, I'm just I'm very pleased that Watkin Community College is open to not just teaching classes about how to keep chickens in your backyard or understanding Word or Windows 10 or whatever, but actually things about ghosts and UFOs and crop circles and Sasquatches and all that kind of stuff. It's fascinating material, and it's fun to learn about, too.
Yeah, and it's maybe a way for some people to really get an idea of what might be out there and get them interested in the whole, I guess, what do you call it other than ghost hunting? Is there a technical name for it?
If there is, I don't know it.
Okay.
It's just basically paranormal research is the entire field. And I don't really like that title either, because I think, in my humble opinion, these occurrences, whether they're ghosts or UFOs or encounters with cryptoid beings like Sasquatch, I think these are really quite normal. They're not paranormal at all. It's just part of our consciousness that we have sort of lost touch with in the modern world. And so it tends to frighten people because they're just not used to it anymore. It's not part of our everyday reality.
But yeah, the folks like you who I've talked to who delve into this research of the paranormal don't seem to be so much afraid of it as intrigued.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think it's amazing. I mean, it's as though we live right next door to this whole other world. And, you know, we don't really want to look through the window or open the door even a crack, you know. But sometimes they look through the window at us and open the door and come and visit us. So we've got it. These are things we really need to talk about and validate people's experiences because, you know, they don't know what to do with it. They don't know where to put it in their mind or consciousness. It's just so kind of off the wall and not talked about.
Yeah, you start talking about this at the Thanksgiving table, and people start thinking, what's wrong with Uncle Matthew?
they've been thinking that for years.
Well, with the course, will people learn about some of the more famous hauntings or sightings, that sort of thing here in our region?
It's kind of a two-part course. I teach the boring part, the first hour and a half or so, and then Brian Lee, you know Brian.
Yeah.
He teaches the last hour or so because he's the actual ghost hunter, and he's got all the gadgets and goodies that he's done all the, you know, he's gone to all these different places and checked them out, and he has lots of stories to tell. But basically, we start out with sort of the history of ghosts and spiritualism. Sort of a broad overview of that, and then we go into the title of the class, Ghosts of the Pacific Northwest, and study various hauntings, a lot of hauntings and lighthouses along the coast. Portland's a big center, Seattle is, and it turns out Whatcom County is as well.
Yeah, and it's happening this Saturday, right?
Yeah. Sorry about the late notice, but it's Saturday
right.
At 10 a.m. It's by Zoom because the community college, we're still not doing in-person classes. So I'd rather do that. I like to see people's faces and hear their stories, but you can still do that on Zoom, I guess. But it's at 10 o'clock on Saturday, runs till 1 p.m.
Okay. And do people, I take it people have to register in advance?
Yeah. You can go to the Community and Continuing Education website at Whatcom Community College, and our class is listed under beyond the everyday.
Awesome.
We made a whole category for this type of stuff. So.
Yeah, it's titled Ghosts of...
Just go there and look for Ghosts of the Pacific Northwest, and it'll have the registration link and all that.
Okay, and I guess, do you have a favorite haunting or ghost story that that you know, just keeps you excited about the whole thing?
Well, I haven't had too much contact with ghosts. The only strange thing that's really happened to me as far as ghosts go is when I was going to be studying for the ministry. This was years and years ago, back in the 70s. And I went to see my bishop in Los Angeles. I lived in Santa Barbara, California at the time. And he wasn't too keen on my going to the ministry. As it turns out, he was absolutely right, but I was kind of upset by the whole thing. I still wound up going to seminary, but the odd thing was, when I was driving home from L.A. to Santa Barbara, I had the windows up, and, you know, it was just bumper-to-bumper traffic, typical, you know, L.A. traffic. And all of a sudden, I smelled this scent. And at first, I couldn't place it, and then it immediately came to me. It was my grandmother's perfume. Now, my grandmother had passed, 10, 15 years before that. But she's the one who got me interested in the Bible, and, you know, reading the Bible and going to church and all this stuff. And I thought that was really, really weird that her presence would be in my car on the freeway heading north of Los Angeles just at that particular time. And I'm getting goosebumps as I relate this story. So,
yeah.
It was very immediate and very strange.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure I've talked to other people too that have had these kinds of experiences right here in our region, and it's always fun to talk about and explore a little, and maybe a little bit scary for many folks. But once again, it's happening this Saturday, 10 till 1. You can go to the Whatcom Community College. You said extended learning. Is that where they'd find it?
It's continuing and community education, I believe is what it's called.
Community continuing education. Yeah, and look for Ghosts of the Pacific Northwest. Yeah. And I guess we could call you the Reverend Dr. Matthew Tooney. You almost were.
get all my titles in there.
That's right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks for joining us, Matthew.
Thank you, Joe, and I wish everyone a happy Halloween.